First, is radiation safe in BRCA1 and 2 carriers with breast cancer? I have to say that this is actually the question that caused me to get into this field in the very beginning, because when these genes were identified and cloned, I distinctly remember going to major meetings and hearing people say that categorically radiation should not be used in these patients, that you would see just a huge amount of complications and radiation was clearly not appropriate. So that got me to thinking that even though the genes had just been identified, they were obviously not new. These mutations had been in existence for quite some time. So there was no question that patients had been treated with radiotherapy who were subsequently found to have the mutation. So I wanted then to look at the incidence of complications in these patients.